you are not taking away from my spooky season.
Okay. So I was in Target earlier today, and luckily they don't have Mariah Carey.
It's Target.
Whatever. It's not French. Yeah.
It's Target. It's like Tresemme.
Yeah, no. It has the accent above the E. That's what makes it French.
I know, but women tell it to ourselves to make us feel even more bougie than shopping at Target already is bougie.
Yeah.
It's like icing on the cake.
Shopping at Target is
for people cherry on top, but I don't like cherries.
You know, are poor but don't want to believe that they're poor. They're like, at least I don't shop at Walmart, and then they're even poorer.
Yeah, because Target's expensive.
So, and Target doesn't even have as much shit as Walmart.
Because Target's not like Walmart. Walmart is a...
Literally, I went into the Halloween section of Walmart, gone.
Yeah.
Nope. Empty. Christmas, fucking pumping.
It's not even been Halloween.
I mean, where's my turkey shit? Fuck you, Walmart.
Ugh, I hate turkey. I hate cranberries. I like yams.
Turkey as a bird fucking sucks, okay?
The turkey's not bad, though, as much as I hate to admit it.
I mean, in order to eat turkey, I have to dip it in ranch.
Like, turkey's so gross that I approve of that move, and I hate ranch. It's disgusting.
What the fuck?
No. I do not want spicy white sauce with green flecks in it. That's weird.
Oh my God.
But welcome, everybody, to the Human Podcast.
No green flecks in my food.
That's my wife.
Oh my God.
That's Courtney.
Ranch is like the gift of the gods.
And I'm Alex the truck that really likes ranch.
No.
It's the best.
Green onions, anything like that's fucking nasty.
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
You're the worst. You're a Nazi. Mm-hmm.
I worked very hard for that title. Thank you. I am the worst.
But yeah, guess what? It's fucking spooky season, everybody.
Yes.
And my schedule changed. So I'll be in Durango on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Halloween, I'm going to be down at the Showcase show hosted by Jadrian Long at Starlight Lounge doing a costume contest. And I paid for a fucking costume like an adult.
You can't call that a costume.
It's a fucking costume.
It is not a costume. A jacket and a mask does not equate a costume.
It counts as something. You don't mean to dress
up? It counts as something. You are literally just admitted it. Something.
I can dress up as a truck driver. I'm like, oh, look at me. I drive a truck. Duh.
I mean, yeah.
And it doesn't count as a truck. That counts as a costume.
Yes, if I go out trick-or-treating in scrubs, it counts as a costume.
No, that does not.
Counts as sexy nurses are everywhere.
No, sexy. Scrubs cover your tits completely, all the way up to your neck. Like, you could be a burn victim in scrubs, and people wouldn't be able to tell.
Okay, no. Wear a bra to work, I have cleavage.
If
you can see it. Everyone can see it.
If you're any more covered in scrubs, you're a nun.
Well, no. Like, one time, the doctor took a picture of the cat I was holding because we were, like, taking a picture of its wound. But she had to cut down on the frame to Photoshop my boobs out of it. Because even though I'm in scrubs that are up to my fucking collarbone, there is cleavage.
See, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're just, like, all the way
up
here.
I love having good boobs.
It's great.
I mean, right?
I only had two pieces of chocolate, guys.
Mm.
Right, but it's
my self-control was great.
How did it taste?
Good.
Good. You deserve that.
I've been wanting some of these for a while, and I've been waiting because my dad does Bible study with someone, but he, unfortunately, he has to be there for his wife. Unfortunately,
this dude has to fucking listen to his wife's boring stories.
Well, no, she might have cancer.
Oh,
okay. No, no.
I'm so sorry.
No.
You should be laughing at this.
No, if a bitch might have cancer, like, if she does, it's like, okay, yeah. Go be there.
Most likely, yes.
Go be there for
They're only doing testing to confirm. And the cancer that she has, like, because of what the stage they think it's progressed. Like,
how old is she?
She's not. She's like 50s.
Yeah, no, that's dead age. Sorry.
No, it's not. You're 30.
I'm dead
you're
age.
30.
Yeah, I mean, give me 10 more years.
You're not.
I better be dead by like 54. Okay.
I agree with this statement. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god.
But ideally, I
don't
die
know
first.
Why you think like you can't live healthy after that?
Did you just hear me dipping my fucking turkey? Oh no, she left. Her phone probably just died.
What? This hoe. Oh my god.
Did she not just hear me dipping my fucking turkey? Oh, look.
Okay, she can't give any of this shit because I've literally had a doctor tell me he doesn't expect it for me to make to 60, okay? I do have an end date.
I'm dipping my turkey in fucking ranch. I'm dipping pizza in ranch.
See, that's unacceptable. Whereas a turkey is acceptable.
Like, I fucking...
What?
I watch Liam's lunchbox and the fucking... That looks bussin' on God. Respect. And he dips an entire slice of pizza in a bucket of ranch.
The second anyone says his alarm, Ian, is that the right one?
What?
Okay. Whenever someone says that name, like, I always think of the actor, and then I think of Star Wars, and then I think of him being cut in half.
I said, she.
No.
That looks bussin' on God.
No, like the dude's name you were talking about that now I can't say properly because I'm drunk.
Liam's lunchbox.
Yes. That.
It's a fucking Instagram.
That makes me think of the Nelson dude who makes me think of Star Wars.
It's a top-notch Instagram follow.
Like, that's like my... orchestra piece of Star Wars.
Like, he is like the reason I fucking go back to Instagram. That's it. Liam's lunchbox. He fucking posted one video of him fucking dunking a slice of fucking pizza in ranch. I'm like, I'm in love. I'd kiss this man on the mouth.
See, you're allowed to kiss men. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, now that it's okay, it's, like, not fun to do anymore.
Well, that sucks for you, then.
So, let's just go ahead and dive right into fucking Skankfest. I know last week I had, like, a little shitty, like, 2-minute fucking episode.
Were you on acid?
Yeah, of course. I was on a ridiculous amount of acid. I was drunk every fucking day.
Yes.
Like, I would go down. Like, I took the zip line down. And
oh,
like,
you did do the zip line? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, no, I definitely did the zip line. I paid for that motherfucker. I paid for me and Tron to go. Well, Tron paid for himself, but.
What?
Oh.
Well, Tron won money, and so he was able to pay me back.
Oh.
But like,
no, I meant like ziplining, just because like that was like one of the most like things that I was looking forward to. And like we couldn't do it when we went to Puerto Rico. I'm still butthurt.
Yeah, they sent me in my fucking email getting me my refund back. I don't know if it actually hit my card.
Anyway, you were at Skankfest.
I even have fucking notes for this shit. So I like Thursday night, I get there Wednesday technically. I do Meow Wolf over in Vegas.
So fucking jelly right now, like still even now.
But so okay. Let me start from the very fucking beginning. I land and I have it in my head that I know exactly which hotel I fucking had. I know it for a fact. I can walk there, but I'm taking an Uber, paying $20. Riding with a nice white woman named whatever.
Margaret.
No.
Continue.
Just like imagine some like Tennessee woman. How are you? No, she was nice. And I get to this fucking hotel. I'm like, thank you so much. And I fucking, you know, high five her and shit. And like walk inside. And, you know, like they're all just all chit chatting. I'm like, hi, I'm here to, you know, is it too early to check in? Like, no. Come on over here and let me get you checked in. And I, like, give her my name, give her my ID, and she's like, are you sure you have a reservation here? I'm like, I have a reservation at Best Western. And then I'm, like, you know, second-guessing myself, because I was 100% that. I'm like, yeah, of course, you know where I'm at, dumb bitch. How dare you fucking deny me? And so... I go in and I look And it's the Best Western on the Strip over there by Fat Tuesdays. And, you know, if you know where that's at, you know, good for you. And so I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, I'm sorry for bothering you. You know, I was respectful of them. And so I had to take another fucking Uber from one Best Western to another Best Western.
They don't have a bus.
No! So I'm sitting there in that fucking Best Western in the fucking parking lot, call a fucking Uber, and it's just a long fucking drive. You know, it's like a 20-minute drive over to the other one.
Oh my god, it was that far?
No, it was like just 3 miles.
So just traffic?
Just traffic. We were just sitting there, and you know, the chick that took me, she's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, like, yeah, I just drove 3 miles, but it took like 20 minutes, and, you know, I'm getting like $6 out of this. And, you know, she's like giving me a sob story. I'm like, I respect it. I'm like, I don't want to be like, don't worry, bitch, I tip well. But I'm like, don't worry, bitch, I tip well. And I tipped her like $5.
Nice.
I tipped like everyone $5. But then I get to, like, my Best Western, and it's in a fucking casino. So I'm, like, walking through a bunch of fucking people gambling, like, at 2 in the afternoon.
Somewhere.
Which are the saddest fucking people ever.
I don't know.
Fanny packs and flip-flops everywhere.
Okay, I retract that statement.
Yeah, and just people just drunk and just like, I'm like, god damn. Is this where, like, the fucking... you know, sad people go to die?
Like, if you ever find me there, please shoot me.
I mean, like, at slots. Like, if you're at a table, that's one thing. But at slots, it's like, I want to lose my money while looking at blinky lights.
Yeah.
That's what that fucking means. Like, I want to lose my money and, oh, bing, 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 bing. Yeah.
Well, also, they're stupid, though. Like, stupid people need to be able to gamble.
I mean, it's great. I mean, you can just press buttons. I don't do slots, though. Not no more. I mean, I won on slots, and then I fucking got out. I won on scratchers, and I got out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm up ahead. I don't care.
So you're going to do card games next?
No.
Oh, so you're just done?
Okay. Number one.
Benito?
You know, like you wonder why I didn't gamble or go to the strip club.
No, I just figured you were, like, tired. were up for, like, 18 hours in a row.
Number one, I'm married, so I gambled half of my shit just to see a woman naked. So it's everything that Vegas entails, gambling and seeing bitches naked, you know, and getting drunk. Boom. It's all there just in marriage. So if you want the Vegas experience, get married, dudes. And if you want the fucking hooker experience, get married, women. You get all the fucking money, you know, all the sex you want, you know, even with people that aren't your husband. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I go into my fucking hotel and I sit there and she's still behind glass for some fucking reason. I'm like, you already have fucking Hep C. Don't worry about it. Fucking take down the glass. COVID ain't gonna touch you. And, you know, she's, like, mumbling through the glass. I'm like, yeah. Gets me my key. You know, shows me the gem for some fucking reason. I like, bitch, do you not look at me? Look at my fat fucking body. You bitch. And so, you know, she's like, this is the gem. This is the treadmill. I'm like, and just move on. There's like people waiting.
She's like giving you a tour?
Giving me a tour, yes.
What the fuck?
There's people waiting to check in as well. And she's like, that's the hot tub and that's the pool. I'm like, bitch, I don't fucking care. I'm going to be here for a day. Did you see that? I'm going to be here for one day. And I'm checking out tomorrow morning. So I get to my fucking room. And it's a nice fucking room. This is the Best Western Plus. So, if you go to this Best Western, it's fucking nice, okay? And Then I like fucking hit up the dude that was selling me acid. I'm like, yo, fucking, you know, are you around? He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, yo, I'm looking for some drugs. Give me some acid, allegedly. And he's like, okay. And then I'm like, all right, I'm here. He's like, oh, I'll have it in the morning. I'm like, fuck. I was already at Meow Wolf. I'm like, I'm going to have to just do this shit sober. And just imagine. Which is the worst. So, I mean, I am grateful that I did it sober. I'll just start out with there. You know, fucking sometimes God has a reason. And, you know, that place would be terrifying high on acid for the first time. And so, like, I'm going around there talking to people and kind of explaining why I'm in town. You know, just, you know, making idle chat. I'm like, I'm not going to know any of you people. I don't give a fuck. And there's a whole fucking mission in the Las Vegas Meow Wolf. So you get, like, the $3 fucking card and you actually have to, like, go and, like, scan things and go on the computers and actually do shit on the computers.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember how there was computers at the old one?
No.
The one in Denver?
Uh-uh.
Well, there's computers there. Like, low-tech computers.
I have no memory of it anymore.
We'll go again.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, went there, fucking did a whole-ass mission, completed it, high-five myself. But, yeah, there is just...
Do you ever, like, download too slow yourself?
What?
Download too slow?
No.
Ah.
And I bought a banana flask and a cat bank that no longer works.
It no longer works?
No longer works.
You put the new batteries in?
Put the new batteries in.
I was going to feed it the entire jar of coins.
Shucking off. I'm going to fix it. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm going to make it, like, actually, like, do, like, cat meows.
Yes, thank you.
Instead of, you know, doing some, like, Chinese girl bank meow. But, like, it's Chinese as fuck.
Or how do you know it's Chinese?
Because the instructions were all in Chinese. And they're like,
how do you know the instructions were in Chinese?
Because I have the instructions.
Okay.
And they're like, we now do American coins. So, yeah. I almost got a fucking avocado wallet, but I didn't. And I almost got a Wednesday through Thursday, or, you know, Wednesday through Friday pillow organizer for you.
A 3-day organizer?
Yeah. Just says WTF.
Oh my God, I love that.
But I'm like, nah. I'm like,
that's hilarious.
I have to, like, save room in my bags. And then I fucking left. Like, after everything I was done, I'm like, cool, get the fuck out of here. And, you know, I walked around the rest of the fucking venue, went down, had, like, a fucking burger and got drunk. And went to go run my fucking credit card. And she's like, it got declined. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, I know I have fucking money on there. 100% I have fucking money on there. And I'm like, well, fucking whatever. And I just gave her, like, my, you know, other card. Luckily, I have, you know, multiple cards. Because I, like, handed her cash. I'm like, she's like, we don't take cash.
Who the fuck doesn't take cash?
A lot of places in Vegas do not take cash.
Oh, I guess. Oh, that's illegal in California. But I guess it's different because you're in Nevada.
Yeah. No.
It's racial discrimination. That's fucked up.
I'm like, dude, you can fucking, like, not report this. And just pocket that shit. But yeah, I mean, so I get my fucking steak. Get the fuck out of there. Yeah, I'm like, fuck. And go back and just sleep for the rest of the night. I'm like fucking kind of like upset that I didn't get my drugs. And then wake up, you know, call the fucking front desk. I'm like, hey, can I get a late checkout? And she's like, no, you can't. I'm like, okay. Yeah, just like kind of just being like a bitch. I'm like, okay. Yeah, no problem. And I'm like, you know, what time's checkout? She's like, 11. I'm like, oh, okay. So I stayed until the fucking last second. I'm like, room service is like knocking on my door. I'm like, no. I didn't tip them nothing. And I did tip the second fucking place I stayed, the El Cortez. But so yeah, I fucking left that bitch, went to like my second hotel, figured I'm gonna have to like drop my bags off somewhere. I'm like, fuck. Because it's like 11 and check-in's at 2. I walk in the front door.
Stupid. One would think they would line up.
Well, I mean, you know, they have to have time to clean the rooms. So 11 to 2 gives them a 3-hour time limit.
Fair enough. I accept that.
Clean all the room.
I should have thought about that.
But I get there, and they're like, yeah, your room's ready. I'm like, fuck yeah! I was like, fucking ecstatic. And I was like...
Yay, finally one trip that didn't go bad, huh?
Well, I was expecting everything to fucking go bad. I walked through the airport, you know, like, walked through security, no one was there. And then, yeah, just, like, walk straight through. They gave me a wristband. Like, there's security at our fucking front thing. I'm like, why? By, like, that afternoon, I'm like, oh. I get it. Because there's just a bunch of fucking homeless vagrants everywhere in Vegas.
It's not vagrants?
Vagrants.
It's okay.
Vagrants.
Oh, no.
And... yeah, they're just every fucking where. Just a bunch of crackhead tweakers. I'm like, son of a bitch. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And then had to, like, go out, fucking met the bartender. He never got my name. Never looked at my ID.
Just you're in Vegas.
Yeah, no.
You're in Vegas.
Like, I pulled out my ID. He's like, I don't need that. I'm like, oh, okay. And I tipped him $5 for every fucking drink. I'm like, five. And I'd walk past him. He would eye me and make my drink. You know. And he like knew every fucking time. Cause I like make eyes at him. Like, yo, I didn't know his name neither.
Well, you don't need to know.
And like, Sean saw this. He's like, holy shit. I'm like, right? Just hand him a 20 and tell him to give me 5 back. I'm like, boom.
His dick is so hard for you right now. Or it was.
Yeah, no. I'm like, you know, because I'm like, give me an adios, motherfucker. And an adios is just a fucking strong drink. And anytime you ask for this fucking crazy drink, people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
Therapy is cheaper. I'm like.
Uh-uh. That is awe. And respect.
Yeah, now people are like, dude, like, you like to party, huh? I'm like, dude, this won't get me drunk. It fucking sucks.
I do not understand your alcohol tolerance, and I'm so sorry for it.
I mean, it fucking kind of goddamn sucks.
Ah, it's already empty. Shit.
Yes, it is already...
Oh my god, this beer goes down so smooth.
Weren't you, like, just fucking bitching and complaining about it?
I know. I had to settle into it. I had to settle into it. Now I love it. I'm going to get another 6-packs of this when I go to work tomorrow.
But, yeah. So, like, I check into my fucking hotel. I'm like, okay, cool. Now I have fucking a bunch of time before Skankfest actually starts. So I go down to Fremont Street. I find a place to, like, give me some food, which is a Heart Attack Grill. I sit there, eat a fucking shitload of food. She's like, we're going to spank you if you don't eat it all. I'm like, okay. I mean, you see me, I'm fat. Give me a fucking quad burger.
Did you eat it all?
Yeah, of course. And she's like, you still want to get spanked? I'm like, fuck it, why not? Let's see how bad you spank. And it's like, yep, you're terrible at spanking. You're going to be a terrible parent.
It wasn't a paddle?
Yeah, it was like a fucking whip. Like, and like... We went back there a couple times, and, like, there's other people getting spanked. One guy like pulled down his pants to get spanked.
Ew! What the fuck?
It's hilarious.
What the fuck?
And like Tron was there. He's like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I'm like, "That's not normal."
That's not.
And like all of his friends were there, and they all stood up to go get spanked, and they all pulled their pants down. I'm like,
"No, ew."
I'm like, "You fucking animals." I'm like, "Oh, well, whatever."
Ew.
But later, I
why are you guys so disgusting?
Dude, we're fucking eating at a fucking
place. Okay, we discussed this?
Whatever. So, later.
You do not address me as dude.
Okay, whatever, faggot.
At least that's better.
So, I leave there and I find a place that allows me to go throw axes and shit.
Oh my god.
And so I'm like sitting there just chucking axes. And they're like, "You got an hour." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." I like look down. It's been 2 hours. She like, there's no one else in this fucking place. But I'm like, "Oh, fuck." I've been like just, I've thrown every fucking weapon like 100 times. Like I was able to take videos of me fucking nailing it.
Oh my god. That fucking ninja star, like, right in the center. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little wet looking at that. Like, that is pure.
So weird.
I know.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, but I like how I'm weird.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, by that point, it was getting fucking close. So, I bought a fucking Viking helmet.
Why haven't I seen this helmet yet?
It's right there.
Okay, well, I can't move, because if I move, I'm going to have to pee, so show me it.
Okay, one second. Fucking.
Deal with it. You love me.
Yes, I'm in the middle of fucking.
You love me so much.
I'm in the middle of fucking.
I'm your favorite wife.
Like, wife number 3.
Okay, well, 3 is my second favorite number, so that's fine. Yes. That looks so sexy on you.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, because Courtney can't see it, but.
It only matters if I can see it.
Oh my god.
They don't fit over.
Of course not. So, yeah, this is the Viking helmet. Here, have fun.
Can I gnaw on it?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm going to also bring that for my Halloween costume.
Oh, then I shall not gnaw on it.
That's going to be like my work Halloween costume. While I unload tires.
Oh my god, I love this so much more now that you just said that. Okay, so like, I want to wear a costume to work, but like, I can't wear a cat costume because sometimes it actually freaks the cats out because I have cat ears on. And they're like, "What the fuck?" No, that'll still set them off. So like, all my other outfits are like, sexy. And so like, I can't use those at work.
So, I finish up there. I'm like, "Oh fuck, it's been 2 hours. Get my Viking helmet." Head back, and I see where the venue is, and I see a line that goes all the way down the sidewalk and wraps around the fucking building.
Oh, no.
I'm like, "Oh, fuck my ass." And so I'm like, "Okay, shit." And so I'm sitting in line. Like, I go drop off, like, all my shit that I fucking got. Like, go to my hotel room and get ready for Skankfest. Come back, and I'm probably about 2 blocks away from the venue at this point. We're just sitting there. I'm in like a 2-hour line.
Babe.
There's about 2,000 to 3,000 fucking people that got this ticket. So I'm just sitting in this line. I'm like, "Okay, fuck." And then the drug dealer fucking hits me up, allegedly.
Quotation marks.
Quotation marks. And he's like, "Hey, bud, I'm, you know, over here by Skankfest." I'm like, "Oh, shit." And like all my friends are like, "Yo, fucking, you know, he's here. I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm still in line. I'm not getting out of this fucking line to go get drugs." I'm like, "Go fuck yourself." And so, like, I get in, I get to the front of the line, I get my fucking badge, I go in and then go back out to, you know, go find the fucking drug dealer. And then I find one of his friends, who ended up becoming one of my friends. And, you know, he, like, knew, like, my people back in Durango. It was fucking crazy.
Cool.
I know. Tiny fucking world.
Nah. It's karma mm-hmm. and self-projection.
And so, like, I'm out there just hanging out with him.
Manifestation is real.
And I'm like, you know, I sent, like, the dude a fucking, you know, screen message. I'm like, yo, I'm over here by your car, bud. And, you know, turns out he got a fucking artist badge and went inside the fucking venue. So I had to go sit back in the line again.
You had to sit? Why?
I mean, I could have just walked right back in, but I was hanging out with my new friend.
Fair enough.
And like, we were drinking in line and shit and having a good time. So I'm like, yeah, you just, I don't ditch people like that.
Yeah.
And
that's nice. That's cozy.
So I was having a good ass time fucking, you know, slapping dicks around. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I just want to get in there, find him, get my shit, and get the fuck out. What?
I'm so sorry. I can't hold it.
You fucking lasted 31 minutes, you bitch.
I can't. It's going to hurt if I hold it. Like, it already hurts.
Okay, fucking go. Hurry. Toilet paper.
Oh, my.
It's empty.
Whatever. I'll continue telling the fucking story. So, we get, like, wait another fucking 2 hours to get back into the fucking venue. And, you know, I'm sitting there watching a couple of the podcasts, you know, fucking hitting them up. And, you know, eventually I find them. And I get my shit. And I'm like, yo, give me some acid. And I get like a, like, fucking 10 hits of it. I'm like, yeah, just give me 10.
Yeah.
And I fucking dip out. And I'm like, I call my friend Jill. I'm like, yo, Jill, where you at? And she's like, I'm in Utah right now. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. I'm like, okay, cool. And so I, like, take, like, 3 hits of acid, you know, and I'm like, okay, nothing's happening too crazy. And then I take another, like, 2 hits of acid. And I fucking fall off the face of the planet. I'm just, you know, tripping hard. I'm like, oh, fuck. And, like, when I eventually come back to Earth, it's, like, you know, 10 at night. And I had, like, a few missed calls from Jill. I'm like, fuck. And I'm just tripping as fucking hard as I possibly could. I call Jill. I'm like, Jill, I have the fucking pass. Because I was just giving her the pass to, like, go in and enjoy the rest of the night. It was, like, karaoke. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about karaoke. And I'm just like, I do not have my glasses on, so I am traversing fucking Las Vegas at 10 o'clock at night, no glasses, and just tripping high. I find her eventually. I'm just like calling her and just like being like, hey, I'm over here. You know, hey, you know. Did you buy get another one?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, bitch.
What?
You're not going to last another 30 minutes?
No. I made it 30 minutes. I'll make it another 30 minutes.
All right.
Oh, my.
I find her, give her the fucking badge, and then just go back to fucking tripping. Tron, you know, is also in the room with me. He keeps on coming in and fucking, like, bringing me back down to Earth. But I'm, like, not in that fucking room at all. And, like, the next day was, like, the big skank fest fucking bullshit. And I did not have my badge anymore.
You lost your badge?
No, I gave it to Jill.
Oh.
Because you were gone peeing.
Oh, my God.
And you missed, like, half the fucking story.
You can't be mad at me for having physiological needs.
I mean, I'm just going to, like, give you, like, a toilet seat over there.
Please don't. I'll use it.
Just ting, 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 ting.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, it's like the next day, I'm like, I call Jill. I'm like, hey, Jill, what's up? You know, because it's like 9 a.m. And she's like, oh, man, I just got back. And I'm going to go to sleep. I'll be there at like 3. I'm like, fuck. She's like, Trent has your fucking badge. Here's his number. I'm like, okay. So I hit him up. And he's like, the fucking dude I was hanging out with the night before. I'm like, oh, shit. What's up, bud? The dude I went through the second fucking line with. I'm like, oh, fucking tiny world.
You're all at Skankfest.
Well, there's about 4,000 fucking people at Skankfest.
That's not a lot.
That's a shitload.
No, it's not.
That is a metric fuck ton.
Okay, like for me as an Audi, yes, but in general, no, it's not.
Well, I mean, considering it
was. How many people can fit in the Super Bowl?
Like 40,000, maybe?
Exactly.
But that's way bigger. Imagine an area about half.
Okay, I've been to Comic-Con.
You haven't been to Vegas, though.
No.
And you haven't been to the Necrocopolis. Or...
I know. You don't have to down-talk me. Just move forward with your story.
So it was a tiny little area, all fucking jam-packed. Like, I can walk from one side to the other in 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
See? Cozy.
Yeah. So, you know, I fucking meet up with this dude, send Tron off to go find his badge. I have no fucking idea. And we're all just standing in fucking some weird line. I'm like, I have no fucking idea what anybody's doing. And, yeah, I, like, get into the fucking theater, get into a theater and just, like, find a nice seat. I had, like, a beer with me and, like, a Red Bull. I'm like, I'm not leaving this fucking seat worth a shit. And I got into like a fucking actually good show. It was called Kinfest. It's Kim Congdon and a whole bunch of other fucking funny ass comics. And then I do not remember too much else other than going to the Naked Roast, which is the main fucking thing I wanted to do. So I was first in fucking line. Out of everybody in the fucking entire festival. This fucking line was wrapped around. It was in the main room. First in fucking line. People were coming up to me. What is this line for? Fucking Naked Roast. I get in there. There's already fucking people in there. I'm like, how the fuck are you in here already? I'm the first one in line. I should have been the first one in here. Whatever. I still get a really good spot. Right up front. And
yeah. I thought you were in line to get naked.
No. But okay. It's something
well, continue.
I would have gotten naked if he was like, hey, if you're up on stage, fucking show dick.
I know you would have.
Why?
I mean, they've all seen it.
Yeah.
So the show starts and it's Zach Amico, who is a overweight, crazy dude.
Is that the dude with the Prince Albert?
Yeah.
Okay.
And pretty much at the beginning of the show, he's like, all right, I do this one fucking thing. Who likes to chug beer? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you. Fucking points straight to me.
Why did you say that?
Because I already knew what was coming.
Okay, continue.
It's fine. So, points straight at me. I get up on fucking stage. He's like, you know, gets a fucking Budweiser or a Bud Light, hangs it from a string, hangs it to a carabiner, and attaches it to his fucking Prince Albert piercing. So it like goes through like the head of his dick and out the top.
Yes.
And so I'm like looking up at his fucking tiny little dick. It is a non-threatening dick. I'm like, how does he fuck with that thing? Like, I want to see it hard, like just to see what it does. It's like, what's that dick do, boy? And I'm like on my knees in front of this obese man, looking at his dick, just fucking.
Now you know how I feel.
Staring down the barrel, you know, and fucking chugging a beer that's hanging off the tip of his dick.
Although I've never gotten the chug beer off your dick, though.
And you never will, because I'll never have a piercing.
I I could lick it off your dick.
I mean,
it'd just be so foamy, though.
No. Nah.
Continue.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, they're all fucking chanting my name as I'm fucking chugging this fucking beer.
You gave them your real name?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm Alex. We're like, why would I
fucking... It's not like he's gonna tell them his full name.
I was just curious.
I will tell them my full fucking name. I'll get naked on stage while I chug that beer. I don't give a fuck.
Just continue. Dick, beer.
So I'm fucking chugging this goddamn beer.
Is it just like the water fountain? Or you like, or you have to hold things?
Yeah,
in place?
Like it's like hanging from like the fucking tab, and I had to like use my hand a little bit to kind of like fucking you
so
know.
So did you touch his dick?
No, I would have though.
Okay, continue.
But like you know, it's like the fucking dick was like right there. So it's like if I had to like fucking you know bump forward a little bit, my fucking forehead would have touched dick meat.
No homo, though.
I mean, fuck, I'd suck his dick. I don't care.
Exactly.
There is two other naked men on stage. There's Chris Vega and, you know, Jason Ellis.
Were you wearing your Louis J. Gomez shirt?
No, I was wearing my Louis Has Sex with Young Boys shirt.
Oh, okay. It's even better. Continue.
So, yeah, you know, fucking, you know, Jason Ellis is over there has a big old fucking dick. And yeah, I'm just chugging this fucking beer. And, you know, I get off stage. He's like, you get a free fucking shot after the show. I'm like, hell yeah. They do the fucking show. There's a few people that killed, a few people that didn't. You know, a few people that are like, never have done a roast before. I'm like, ah, oh, this sucks. I'm like, boo that man. And some people's jokes are just fucking hilarious. And there's like only like three women that got up on stage and got naked.
I would have done it.
Yeah, but you're not. But like, I told Jill, I'm like, Jill, fucking go do it. Go do the naked roast.
No, Jill used to be a lawyer.
So?
That, nah.
Well, here's the thing.
Etiquette.
About... No, no.
Etiquette. Etiquette.
No. Here's the thing about naked roast. Naked Roast does not exist outside of Naked Roast.
It's like Fight Club, I know.
There's no film, no pictures.
It'd be fucked up if there was.
Oh, I'd fucking stomp the fuck out of someone that took pictures.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, the fucking show goes on. It fucking kills. It's a great fucking show. You done?
Me?
No, Courtney. And they get to the end of the show.
Are you okay?
I smoked a little too much.
Yeah, I'm like every time I say a word. Every time I say a word. Are you just coughing over me?
Oh my God. Like, this is reason number two coughing. Why I don't fucking smoke. I hate that part.
Like, I stop and she like stops coughing and she's like. And then I like.
Well,
start...
no, I muted myself.
So,
like, I smoked once coughing. And never again. That shit was okay. Nasty.
So we get to the end of the show, and then you know Zach is you know like kind of like a freak show, like a you know circus act, and he pulls out a giant staple gun, and you know staples a staple into the fucking table, and like tries to pull it out. He's like, can't. It is a fucking real-ass staple gun with carpet staples in it.
Like, chook-chook kills the bird?
Like the one I used to have, like the...
Oh, okay, continue.
You know, like, not like, you know, the teacher stapler, like the fucking hardcore, you know, boom.
Like an actual... Where you have to,
like, yeah, like, squeeze it hard.
That's what she and said.
So he's like, you know, 20s or higher gets to staple, you know, to my fucking body... And so the higher the bill, the crazier the place you get to fucking staple. And I fucking, you know, whip out a $100 bill and like fucking all eyes are on me like immediately. And I fucking just set the bar. I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, step up or shut up.
Oh, it's a good feeling.
And you know, this
big dick table.
Yeah, this motherfucker got two more hundreds, you know, after me. But I like fucking walked up to the stage. Like he had like a bunch of them like all over his body, you know, on his arms and shit. And then he like points to his fucking forehead, right in the middle of his forehead. And I just staple that shit right to the middle of his forehead. And one black guy in the crowd passes the fuck out after he sees I do that. He's like, oh, and like I'm like up on stage. I look down. It's like security. And he's like, help, help. And I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm like, and he wasn't even bleeding that bad that year. Like last year in Houston, he was a fucking stuck pig.
People are wimps. It's really annoying.
Well, I mean, for me, I don't do needles.
I'm not a wimp though. You've had a traumatic experience.
I have no problem with blood mm-hmm. at all.
Blood's almost hot.
Blood's something. I'm like, eh, whatever. Mm.
There's different blood types, different types of tubes, all the stuff you can look at under microscopes.
I mean, if you see like wrestling, like that shit gets insane. I'm like, fucking, you know, you just got hit with a fucking, you know, halogen fucking tube, like a fucking tube light. They're bleeding all over the place. Like, their face is all fucking covered in blood. I'm like, damn.
Platelets, they're your friends.
Like, head wounds just bleed like a son of a bitch.
Like, platelet cells or thrombocytes die to turn into platelets. Your platelets literally sacrifice themselves to make your body's clots. Like, when you pick your scabs, you're wasting platelet lives. Like, you should feel ashamed of yourself.
I mean, I love picking my scabs because it makes cool fucking scars.
I mean, I can't deny that part, but.
But yeah, I mean, so like that was just fucking Saturday night. And I'm just fucking having a good ass time. I get out of that. Yeah, I took a picture with Zach. Like, that was the only fucking selfie I took all goddamn weekend.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't do selfies. That makes me cringe.
Right? It's so cringy.
I'm like, if you take a picture of me, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I had some dude interview me.
For like, what?
Like, I came up the stairs and he was, like, asking me about, like, the Beatles and, like, which of the Beatles would have, like, the biggest dick and the smallest dick and who I would fuck.
And you know all their names?
I knew, you know, a couple of their names. Ringo Starr, John Lennon, but you know, he's like, you know, trying to get something out of me. I'm like, dude, I'm like, it's like, who's overrated? I'm like, Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's like, doesn't everyone think he's overrated? I'm like, no, there's people that love him, dude. He's like, who would you fuck if you could fuck anyone? I'm like, Gene Simmons. It's like, why? I'm like, that tongue, dude. Like, I'd like let him fucking go deep in my balloon knot. And see what that tongue do.
I hate that.
Why?
Because it's a very unpleasant imagery for me.
It's just like a long-ass tongue. And
no, like the balloon nut part.
It's my butthole.
Like, it makes me think of pigtails when you say it like that.
Balloon nut, just...
Like, it just... It's a corkscrew. It makes me think of pigs.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking horrible back there. But I'm like, I wouldn't let my wife do it because I wouldn't respect her. I wouldn't be able to look her in the eye and be like, ah, you're a fucking normal person.
I don't want that either.
Good. I'm not. You're never allowed to.
I don't want to do that, so that's fine.
Like, I would pay someone to do it. I'm like, oh, this is like fucking, you know, Mike Rowe's Dirty Fucking Jobs. I don't know if you ever remember that show. There is a dude, I think his name was Mike Rowe. And he would get on TV and just do, like, the dirtiest fucking jobs, like a trash man, oil work, you know, all kinds of just dirty, disgusting jobs, sanitary shit. And just, hey, you know, what?
Don't diss on that. That's the reason we're still alive.
Well, yeah, he would go out and do these jobs and, you know, kind of, like, do an undercover boss type thing. But he's like, hey, I'm just going to do this job and help you out for, you know, like, a day or two and film it and, you know, show what you guys actually do. And why you guys are important.
I really like the show Filthy Riches on Netflix. I'm sad it's no longer there.
And I just like imagine like this dude just like, all right, today I'm licking buttholes. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Married men everywhere just like, you know, have that thought. I'm like, oh.
Like, that just, like, straight out, like, grosses me out. Like, I know it feels nice, but, like, it grosses me out.
Like, what if I loved it? What if it was my favorite fucking thing and now I have to, like, pay for it, like, once a month?
No, if you loved it, I would let you do it.
No, someone doing it to me.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're going to have to pay someone to do that to you. I love you, and I am not doing that. Like, I am willing to peg you if you really ever truly want it, but I am not licking your asshole. That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, you don't get to.
I don't want to, ever.
Good, like, we meet here. Fucking poor Courtney over there. She's like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't know if Courtney's even present in this atmosphere. Literally this.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, she probably just muted herself.
I muted myself, guys. I was like, I honestly, like, sometimes I've said something, and I'm like, I can't, I thought we were talking normally. And
yeah. How long have you been partaking in this conversation?
Since I stopped coughing, and I forgot that I muted myself when I was coughing. So,
she just stopped coughing.
Okay, no. All of this aside, Courtney, would you lick a butthole willingly?
If you love the
dude. It
would
depend on the person.
You love him, and he shaves his asshole. What if he didn't shave his asshole?
And if he, like, it would have to be, like, pre-douched first.
Thank you for having standards.
Before I do it.
I mean, that...
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, yes.
Then I'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, for, like women, like, are just, like, way cleaner down there. Because you don't have, like, a ball sack, like, covering your asshole.
Okay, we're way cleaner because we have bacteria downstairs that keeps us clean, rent-free.
Well, also, like, you also have a bidet and it, like, just...
I love my bidet.
Power blast.
I want a bidet so bad, guys.
It's so nice.
Buy one. But...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like... And then, like, on Sunday... I went to White Castle, which they have restaurants.
I did not know this until he told me that.
For fucking microwave little fucking sliders, they have a restaurant. And
like, do they microwave them or do they make them fresh?
They make them fresh. They make them on a grill.
Do they taste better?
Yeah, of course. Tastes way better than like this fucking frozen in the middle piece of shit that I get.
Are you still able to eat that now you've had the good stuff?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Kidding me? Yeah. Easy. I might just like take it apart now and be like, I'm gonna grill this part like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
That's precisely.
But no, I enjoy that I can fucking throw it in the microwave for a minute and be like, done. It's great.
And shit's like, nasty.
No one else likes it. But so they have a 30 pack of this. And I'm like, I've been able to crush a bajillion of them. They're tiny. No fucking problem. I can fucking crush 30 of them. And so I order the 30 pack. I'm fucking confident. I'm talking all that shit. I'm like, man, like it's a food challenge, but I just paid full price for it. I'm like, I'm going to fucking eat every fucking last one of these little fucking pieces of shit. Hell yeah. I'm like fucking fist bumping myself. Tron's there and he's like, you're an idiot. Like, he's like, you're never going to be able to eat all those. And we don't have a microwave in the room. And so I'm like, fuck it. Dude, Harold and Kumar, remember that shit? And so like I sit down, I eat like 10 of them.
So 20 left.
20 left.
Third.
And I'm like, fuck. And I power down two more.
You hit the chew of death.
I'm like... Am I breathing hard at this point?
This is when you go to the toilet and vomit and come back and eat more.
No! I'm not a bulimic bitch! I'm not a quitter! Mama ain't raised no bitch! So, I'm like, okay.
I tell everyone that phrase. It makes me so happy.
And you know, I like, let's go back to the hotel room. I need to put these down. And like,
I see. So you have 18 now.
I have 18. And I see the security guard. And he's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's a fucking big ass 30 count. You want some fucking hamburgers? I was hoping that anyone could have approached me. Anyone on the strip could have approached me at that fucking minute and be like, hey man, can I have a hamburger? I'd have handed them the case. I'd have handed them everything. I'm like, here you go, bud. This is all for you. Fucking.
There wasn't some like random homeless person you could have given it to?
No, I walked past several homeless people that desperately could have used it. But I'm like, no.
You could have like put it on the ground.
No, I'm not gonna litter and hope some homeless person comes and fucks it all up.
Thank you.
So I fucking, you know, bring it back and, you know, the security. I'm like, here's four of them, dude. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah. And so, like, I'm like sitting.
14 now.
14. And I'm like, okay, fuck. I'm going to have to eat 7 today and 7 tomorrow morning. And it's going to be a fucking nightmare. Because they're going to be cold and I don't have a microwave. I don't know anywhere that I can get a microwave. I'm not going to take.
Is there one downstairs in the lobby?
No.
Aren't you at a plus?
What? No, I'm at El Cortez.
Oh, okay.
You missed that part of the story probably too.
Okay.
Because you're like, Mrs. I pee in the middle of my podcast.
Again, I'm not apologizing.
And I spent $40 on this, so like the Jew in me is like, eat that shit. Eat it right fucking now. I ate 4 more, and I'm like, no, I'm just leaving the rest.
So 10.
10. I threw away 10. And I also got mozzarella sticks. I didn't touch a single one.
That was 2/3, though, that was consumed in total. So good job.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like fucking Taco Bell. Like, you can get so much food at Taco Bell and never eat it all. Like, for $20, you go in there with a $20 bill and, like, here's enough food to, like, you know, build, like, anything plastic. Taco Bell's not great food.
It's not, but it's delicious.
And it's fucking
excellent. It hurts going in and it hurts coming out.
I don't even know. Holy shit, we're already 57 minutes.
I know.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I got back from Skankfest, had a great fucking time. If you've never been to Skankfest, I highly recommend it. Go to the fucking Naked Roast. Go to all that fucking crazy shit. Don't be a fucking weird person, though. Please, for God's sake. Like, anytime I talk to, like, any of, like, my comic friends that are, like, over there, like, yeah, fucking people are coming up to me and just being fucking weird.
People are weird everywhere.
And if you hear someone talking shit to, like, on, like, a podcast, like, their podcast friends, don't be a fucking asshole and be like, yeah, fuck that guy, right? It's like, no, we're friends, and we fucking trash him on the podcast, but you're not our friend, so fuck you.
Exactly.
But I do have Am I the Asshole? It's a short one, short and sweet, so let's fucking get through this.
Okie dokie.
Am I the asshole for skipping my cousin's wedding to hang out with my best friend I haven't seen in years? I have a cousin, female 27, getting married next weekend. She wanted to make sure I was coming just to double tap all the RSVPs since the last one she sent was months and months ago. And I texted her something like, I used my vacation days for the year and I can't make it to Chicago. Then she hit me back with saying how I went to Alabama last month to see my buddy Jay, knowing that her wedding was coming up. I live in Texas. I see my cousin M, who lives in Chicago once in a blue moon, maybe every 2 to 3 years. I'm not exactly close to her. However, my buddy Jay happened to take his vacation when I actually had some, so I capitalized on it and used my vacation days for that instead of going to a wedding. The majority of my family is mad at me, but honestly, I don't understand why. I have no real connection to M, not even by blood. She's a step cousin. Am I the asshole?
So
no, he didn't want to go.
Fucking weddings are a fucking jip anyway.
Okay, so it's a thing. It's etiquette. However, I'm going with not the asshole. Like, normally, no. I would be, like, soft a-hole. However, you only have so much vacation time you get a year.
Dude, even if it was like next door to my house, if it was in my backyard, I still wouldn't go. I'm like, dude, why would I fucking celebrate the death of a man's freedom? That sucks. I had to go to my own, and it sucked. I'm like sitting there fucking, you know, telling bullshit. I'm like, I love you forever.
Okay, so I wrote out note cards. All he had to do was read them off.
You're my wife and shit. And
our vows are actually really pretty and cute.
Blah, 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 blah.
And there's an innuendo about six at the end, so.
Yeah, it's like on the fucking, like on a wall in our house. And I'm like, I don't read it.
I don't expect you to. It's for me.
Yeah, weddings are for women. They're like, this is our fucking celebration.
Right? I get so confused when I see stories about groomzillas. And I'm like, wait, you actually cared about the wedding? Like, that's her show?
I hope like you're like there she divorces him.
To be handsome and that's it. That's your only job. You're the trophy groom for once.
I hope she like divorces him and takes all shit.
I mean, I would too after that.
But yeah, I mean, nah, I'd say that this guy is. Oh man, the fucking top vote. You're the asshole. You RSVP'd yes. And
wait, she RSVP'd?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. No. We're back to soft and a-hole. You cannot RSVP and then be last second. Oh, wait, I can't. That is a... Okay, I thought she'd RSVP'd node, but she RSVP'd yes. This is a completely different light. No, she's now a soft asshole.
Oh my gosh. There were some other ones that were like... People are able to figure out that everyone's leaving really juicy shit out, and that makes them the asshole.
Yeah,
because they're phrasing it differently.
No, that was very important information.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like, who cares? You know, like, if someone's like, "Hey, I'm gonna get married next year," I'm like, "Cool." You know. And then, you know, sometimes you have work. Sometimes you have life. You know, I like, it'd be me. It's the same thing as, like, me being angry at Courtney for not showing up at the wedding.
Okay, that is so far different from this, but let's continue.
I mean, it's pretty much the same.
No, my best friend was in the fucking car accident.
Yeah, I don't think I could have afforded to do that.
Courtney, I would have paid for you.
No, it's okay.
But
so. I got to do it virtually, and you'll probably renew your vows or some shit.
Oh, we totally are.
No.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wait, like, I'll do it at Vegas.
We can do it wherever the fuck you want to do. Okay, I just want to wear my wedding dress and look pretty again. And have
okay, then we'll do
photos.
It right now. I love you
no,
forever.
No, my wedding dress doesn't fit. I need to have it tailored because I've lost too much weight.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, I'm
I've lost a few more pounds, too.
I'm saying that this person is not the asshole at all.
No, they RSVP'd.
No.
They RSVP'd.
I don't care if you said 100% I'm going to go.
That's what RSVPing means.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like if you send it out way too far in advance, it's like, dude.
I told you it could last
go, go, fucking go. But, yeah, I mean, if you come in and be like, hey, yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. And you put it a year in advance? Shit, if you make plans 2 weeks in advance, I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry about that. Shit changed.
Oh, my God. We make plans years in advance. Well, a year in advance for our trip.
Yeah, I mean, what's fucking hilarious right now is my buddy Travis that I deliver tires to, he came up to me on fucking Friday, and he's like, hey bud, do you want to go to Japan? I'm like, dude, I almost did, but you know, I couldn't. He's like, well, in February I'm planning a trip to go to Japan. So I'm like, oh, fucking let me know. So I might be going to Japan anyway, but
yeah, I want to go to Japan.
But I mean, it's all depending on how fucking expensive it is, because I guess the fucking Japanese yen fucking dived in price. And oh, so wow. Now everything's dirt cheap, like $1,000 round trip compared to $3,000 round trip.
Money is stupid.
Uh-oh. I'm just talking about, like, my buddy Travis is like, hey, you want to go to Japan? I know. But yeah, this guy ain't the asshole. You know, fucking shit changes. Sorry, I'm gonna go see my buddy.
Like, if it was an acceptable excuse, it would have been fine. But she okay. RSVP'd.
Okay, so my cousin, one of my cousins, one of my Uncle Bob's cousins, or one of my Uncle Bob's kids, is getting married. My dad, you know, told me, and I'm like, cool. I'm not going. But if she, like, sent me something, like, hey, you're invited, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll be there. And, you know, like, you know, next fucking October in a year. I don't know what I'm going to do in a fucking year. Maybe something better might come up. You know, maybe I might go out and hang out with Ben, go ride bikes together. You know? Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's a soft dick move. I'm not saying it's bad that you made that move, but it is soft.
I mean, you see someone once every, like, 2 to 3 years. It's like seeing my family.
Okay, it's different because I RSVP'd, and a lot of times you need people to RSVP because you need to know how many people are going to be set at a table for catering and that kind of stuff. And so you buy a set number of seats. Well, if someone doesn't show up, then that's just a waste of money.
Then you just be like, hey, I'll fucking pay you back for the fucking meal, but that's it. Sorry.
It's a waste of money. And then there's uneven seatings.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah. Even number settings are so important, you have no idea why.
Yeah, because you just made it up in your head.
It's a thing.
This is why divorces happen.
No, divorces happen because people cheat. No, or they realize they're better off as friends and they divorce and move on to better relationships.
Or they're really shitty people.
Yeah. People are shitty.
Someone else is like, yep. You're the asshole, you are RSVP'd. And now you're not going to go, no fault to the bride, blah, blah. This is all just women.
Oh, my God. I 100% am on agreement with that comment. That is entirely how I feel. No.
Not the asshole.
I think if he RSVP'd and weddings are expensive.
Yes.
And you have to pay per guest sometimes. Yes. I think that it is a bad move.
Okay.
And it she reached out again to make sure.
Yeah.
She did.
So she's double checking to be like, hey, is everyone still fucking going? And I think, like, they fucking...
She checked in months ago, not just today.
Well, no, I think it was, like, the next fucking day. My cousin,
yeah, you
next
can't just
weekend,
cancel up the next fucking day. That's so
rude. She wanted to make sure I was coming.
Rude.
And if you're checking, you know, the next weekend, you know, like, this person's 20 or 32 years old. It's like... Dude, most people at 32 years old, you know, don't have anything going. This bitch is 27. What the fuck are you doing getting married?
Yeah, so she should have understood from the beginning that once you RSVP, that's basically a contract. Like, if you don't show up, that is so rude.
Man, like, I'm sure that there's some fucking, you know, bridezilla out there that, like, had a bunch of people RSVP and then no one showed up.
That's
because
like really
she's such
shitty.
A bitch.
That's, like, really shitty.
It's like, yeah, that's what you get, bitch. You were being a bitch, and...
Well, sometimes people are just assholes, though.
Yeah, and so no...
Like
no
this one... person. Again, soft, but...
I mean...
It's not...
Like, this person wanted to go see their buddy Jay, and...
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, 100%, they are allowed to do that, and I think that was the best thing to do. However, she RSVP'd, and so she needed to communicate better that she was no longer going to be available.
Lie. See,
like here, this here, lack of communication here, is where it's a problem.
Here is where it is. Lie to your cousin. Say my boss wouldn't give me the time off to go to a wedding. You know, make your boss the bad guy, and people be like, oh, I get that.
Yeah, no, she 100% could have done it. Like, white lies are sometimes your friend. Like, this 100% could have been like
was the white lie.
Yeah, 100%.
But. I'm saying not the asshole. Women
soft.
Are on the fucking you're
the
asshole.
I don't know what Courtney's stance is. I just came back from the potty.
Courtney, what is your stance on this?
I'd say Oh, I would say soft. She's the asshole.
Thank you.
Not the asshole.
Okay, you're not a woman. You don't understand how important
weddings are. Not important. Weddings are fucking a pre-expense before the divorce.
No, weddings are, look at me. I'm super pretty in my princess dress. Yes, pay attention to me.
Yes, pray. Okay, marriage ends in death or divorce, both of which are expensive.
Both start with a D. And end with a D.
Oh, my God.
Death?
Yes.
And divorce?
No, you start with the dick, and then you end with death. Or divorce.
Yeah, women can get married too. None of them have dicks.
Yeah. Man, I wish I had a dick some days.
It's pretty fun.
I'm like low-key disappointed with the equipment.
I don't know. Having something on the outside that can be kicked and hurt doesn't seem like such a smart idea.
Yeah, but fucking being taken seriously working world, it's pretty awesome.
I mean,
it's
not guaranteed, but no fucking uterus.
Yeah, I don't know what you're fucking
like from birth.
But that's going to be it for this week. I'm Alex the Truck. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not the truck.
She's not the truck. She's my wife. And that's Courtney on the other side of the planet in California.
I miss you.
And if you want to send a dick picture in, just send it over to my fucking Twitter. I will accept it and I will force Courtney to look at it. She'll look.
Mm-hmm.
What about me?
You can look, too. We can all fucking dick grade.
Thank you.
We can grade dicks. We should do that.
Cool.
We should do an episode where we do that. Next episode, we're going to go on Reddit and grade dicks.
I want to do that.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And,
you know, give me...
Now you have to follow through on this.
I know. You don't understand. I've seen more dicks than all of you combined.
Thank God for that.
It's like, you know, women are like, I get dick pics sent to me. I don't want them. I'm like, dude, I've been into gym locker rooms.
That's why I'm like not out in like the dating circle. Like,
you're
fuck
married,
all that noise.
Bitch.
I know. I locked you down early. I don't have to deal with dating no more. Like, life is great for me. And you're good in bed.
Yeah, whatever. But thank you all. And we'll be back next week. Peace.